Biodiversity is often defined as the variety of all forms of life, from genes to species, through to the broad scale of ecosystems. Biodiversity was coined as a contraction of biological diversity in 1985, but the new term arguably has taken on a meaning and imports all of its own. A symposium in 1986 and the follow-up book Biodiversity, edited by biologist E.O. Wilson, heralded the popularization of this concept. 10 years later, TACX described its ascent. Overall, the major issue for biodiversity is how its conservation may be integrated with other needs of society. British ecologist Norman Myers defined the biodiversity hotspot concept in 1988 to address the dilemma that conservationists face. What areas are the most immediately important for conserving biodiversity? The biodiversity hotspots hold especially high numbers of endemic species, yet their combined area of remaining habitat covers only 2.3% of the Earth's land surface. Each hotspot faces extreme threats and has already lost at least 70% of its original natural vegetation, over 50% of the world's plant species, and 42% of all terrestrial vertebrate species are endemic to the 34 biodiversity hotspots. A seminal paper by Norman Myers in 1985 first identified 10 tropical forest hotspots, characterized both by exceptional levels of plant endemism and by serious levels of habitat loss. In 1990, Myers added a further 8 hotspots, including 4 Mediterranean-type ecosystems. Conservat Ional International adopted Myers hotspots as its institutional blueprint in 1989. And in 1996, the organization made the decision to undertake a reassessment of the hotspots concept, including an examination of whether key areas had been overlooked. 3 years later, an extensive global review was undertaken, which introduced quantitative thresholds for the designation of biodiversity hotspots. To qualify as a hotspot, a region must meet 2 strict criteria. It must contain at least 0.5% or 1,500 species of vascular plants as endemics, and it has to have lost at least 70% of its primary vegetation. Around the world, at least 25 areas qualify under this definition, with 9 others possible candidates. These sites support nearly 60% of the world's plant, bird, mammals, reptile, and amphibian species, with a very high share of endemic species.